But first, the British Medical Association in Wales has voiced concern over waiting lists for therapies such as counselling. BBC Wales has found that waiting lists can be as long as 10 months and GPs sometimes have to prescribe pills because their patients can't wait that long. Well, our reporter Paul Heaney has been looking into this. And Paul, what have the BMA been saying?
Well, we've been responding to information that this programme's obtained, which shows that waiting list for some therapy has gone up. And what we're talking about here is things like cognitive behaviour therapy, which can help change the way people think about things through talking about it. It also includes things like group therapies and counselling, as you see. The wait for those services seems to have resulted in fewer realistic options for GPs to help treat people with things like depression or anxiety. Now, David Bailey is chair of the British Medical Association's GP Committee in Wales. He says some of his colleagues are prescribing antidepressants to patients when ideally they would have some kind of therapy before taking pills.
At the moment, there's a huge issue with actually the time before people can actually get these sorts of therapies. Some people can obviously afford to access the third sector or can afford to access private counselling, but an awful lot of our patients are depressed and down precisely because they've got money worries.
Now, Paul, what more do we know about the situation when it comes to the treatment of depression and anxiety?
Well, those are two of the most common sort of mental health problems that GPs see, especially at the moment. And earlier this year, we found out that the number of prescriptions for antidepressants in Wales had gone up by almost 8% compared to the year previously. It's going up by a similar rate in England too, but there were more prescriptions issued per head of the population in Wales, and it cost the Welsh NHS £16 million last year to dispense those prescriptions. Now, there are other ways to treat things like depression. As the old advert used to tell us, it's good to talk. Things like counselling or cognitive behaviour therapy, as I mentioned earlier. Mental health charities are big fans of those kind of treatments. They say they're a really valuable way to address people's problems.
Yeah, so if everyone had immediate access to these so-called talking therapies, then they'd be prescribing fewer antidepressants.
Well, if only, not necessarily. Quite often treatment involves a combination of talking therapies, as the ones we've just been mentioning, and medication. But at the moment, medication is sometimes the only realistic treatment option. If you imagine if the waiting list for therapy runs to several months, then perhaps GPs' hands can be tied to a certain extent anyway. Again, the situation in England isn't necessarily much better than Wales, according to the BMA. Now, one lady I spoke to yesterday, Marina, who's from Cardiff, who plucked up the courage to see her GP after suffering with depression for several years. And she told me what went through her mind when her GP told her that it would be 18 months before she was likely to see a counsellor.
Well, I just thought I'll be dead by then. You know, 18 months was no good to me because it had already taken me 2 years to pluck up enough courage to go and get this dealt with. I realised 2 years previously that there is something wrong because every day was a struggle just getting through each day. I'd say three quarters of my recovery was due to the talking therapies, and I'd say a quarter to the medication.
So there's clearly an issue with access to these treatments. What have the health boards and the Welsh Government had to say about it?
Well, the health boards have told me that they're all trying to improve. In other words, shorten waiting times and put systems in place to monitor the length of time that people are kept waiting for these kind of services. Betsy Cadwallader, Health Board, hadn't got back to me as of last night to tell me how long their waiting times were, though. And most of the others said that the length of time will differ significantly depending on which part of the health board you live in, depending on the number of referrals they get each year and the availability of their staff. The Welsh Government, who are obviously ultimately responsible for health, say that they're putting £3.5 million into improving mental health services across Wales this October, or from this October. That could involve kind of more psychology experts to be on hand, although GPs are encouraged to consider alternatives to antidepressants, they say, and ultimately the treatment needs to be what's best for the patient. And there's also a review of psychological therapy services going on at the moment in Wales, which will report to the Welsh Government later this year. Mental health charities say progress is being made, but as we heard from Marina a little bit earlier, time isn't really on their side.
No, thank you very much for that. That's Paul Heaney.